Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. It is time for Deborah Leanne and the Wednesday Wisdom podcast, radio show, whatever you'd like to call it. The topic of authenticity is first and foremost in front of me, even though the August authenticity piece that hashtag has been retired for this year, but the Authentic Leadership Academy, which is literally feels like I'm birthing this baby, continues to gain more and more space in my mind, in my heart, in my body. I think it's already in my soul. And it's been an amazing week of walking with it, taking a medicine walk to learn more about how it wants to show up. And where I'm sharing the concept of this Authentic Leadership Academy with people, I have gotten feedback that I am lit up, it appears to friends that I've known for decades that are saying, you know, it's almost like you have come into alignment with your purpose. And several other amazing and beautiful compliments after giving a workshop where I spoke from the place of what it means to be an authentic leader to nonprofit leaders and change makers in St. Louis. And yet I've got an application sitting in front of me to complete to speak at a professional women's symposium. And that whole writing down and holding the space of being authentic and sharing why they should select me as a speaker is daunting for me. It's easier for me, I'm learning, to be authentic when I'm messy or vulnerable or emotional even. And I think I learned that was a way for me to tap into my truth, was to drop down into my emotions. The first one that I was able to feel very, very clearly was anger. And then from there to drop down into sadness and grief. And even to get to that place where now I can recognize what joy feels like. Now I can feel it in my body when I am feeling in attunement, in alignment with my purpose, which brings me not just happiness, because that seems fleeting, but a joy that sustains me. And the more I'm playing with this, I felt like being authentic meant that I needed to tap into a place that brought me to tears. And what if I could be authentic and my amazing, brilliant self? This feels awkward to me because it feels like if you're too amazing and too brilliant and radiant and shining and fabulous, then you're obviously not in your authenticity, right? You're pretending or play acting or putting on a show, or that's been my experience. So before we get into a little story around this for me, I'd love to drop in. I just put down a plate of my lunch and am wanting to find the space. Of course, my cell phone is ringing. And I wanted to just get present. Excuse me. And where I'm at with this is finding a place where I can stay more and more in my truth and authenticity. And I'm finding that the very exercises and practices that I begin my workshops and coaching and trainings with is this grounding and centering and then connecting. So So if we could start with that, we'll go through a really brief process right now, because this could take, I could take the whole 15, 30 minutes to go through this, but feeling your feet really beautifully connected to the earth, to the surface that they're on. If you can take your shoes off and feel your feet, the soles of your feet, let them experience the texture of the floor, of the mat, of the dirt, of the, in my case, it's a rug underneath them. Allow our awareness to drop all the way down and feel where we are supported and held with that beautiful electromagnetic gravity and pulled down into Mother Earth. And letting that awareness just run. As we breathe in and allow our belly to expand, again, sending our nature, our curious mind down to think about that space, that beautiful area between our hips that holds our creativity and power. And I would like to say our truth as well. I know a lot of my intuitive hits come from my belly and below. So breathing in a couple more times in through the nose, allowing the belly to expand, and with an exhale that comes out of your mouth like a sigh. Hold it for a second while your belly is expanded, and then ha, and one more. Ha, and then I like to just sway my hips back and forth, cueing my body to safety. I don't need to fight or flee at this moment. I'm able to stand fully here in this moment, in the present. The centering piece is a calling back of all of your energy. It's a way to focus and bring back all of the places where we have sent parts of ourselves, parts of our whole, our soul, our heart, parts of our awareness, you know, which we do. We love our family and friends and pets and even the work that we're creating and bringing forth. We love all of that so much to the point where we actually leave, park a part of our energy with our children as they go to school or with our loved one as they are in another space. Or there's a problem that's calling us and wanting us to give us our attention to it. And yet, can we just let that be outside and parked in space and time so that we can return to it later? We're calling all of our power back right now, right here. And allowing all of that awareness and energy to return, filling up all of the beautiful space within our system. And anything that doesn't belong in our system, we can send down through our feet back into Mother Earth. We don't need to carry a lot of stuff that we carry around. It's like so much of our world now is filled with extra stuff, you know, more than what we need. And we only need this moment. We only need to call back our energy, our power, our spirit. And everything else can fall away for right now. Everything that's outside of us can fall away. Another exercise I do sometimes is I put my arms out and wide and gather them in front of me like I'm reaching for a big hug from a loved one or a big beach ball. And I call all that energy and I bring it back in to me. Because a lot of times I'm way out ahead of myself and I want to be here in this moment. And lastly, we just want to connect. We want to connect in our vertical core, the light that is within the pelvic bowl of our creative power center, with the light that is turned on, bright and shining in our heart space. Make sure it shines out through the front and the back. With the crown of our heads and our intuitive third eye, we just want to have all of those in alignment. And from there, when we are in our alignment, our divine and physical brilliance shines. What we're here to do is easy for us to express. And even in this space, we can be super amazing and authentic all at the same time. It's almost like having a superpower, because when we're in this alignment space, when we share something, people get it. There's a harmony that rings very true, which creates trust and connection. And from this space, when I share with somebody what my newest venture is, and even the vulnerability about not knowing exactly how it's all going to look, but that it's beginning to take shape, almost like when you buy a plot of land and you put together the plans and then they start digging the hole for the foundation, I'm kind of in that space. I don't even think it's totally framed yet. So I'm in the early stages of building this. But every day I get more clarity, these enchanting little tidbits that will guide me down a path that's the words are so perfect and ring true to this, what do you call it, like when you're tuning fork, right? To align with that. Whew. It's quite a beautiful thing to feel and to share from. And I am learning how to be in this space more and more. So a few weeks ago, I spoke about being at a speaker's academy. I love the name of it, Authentic Speaker's Academy. Where do you think I got the idea for Authentic Leadership Academy? And knowing the people that put on this, Rachel, Jane, and Data, I know that when I shared it with them, they didn't blink an eye like you're stealing anything from us. So that felt good to me. But I knew this was beginning to take shape, and I wanted to practice sharing the concept with people. So that was the focus of my speech when I stood up for my long, big speech on Sunday. And one of the challenges that I was given, besides having these conversations with one-on-one in the room versus scanning the audience, I was directed to really land on one person and connect with them and share 20 seconds or 30 seconds of my speech with them directly. And by doing that, it allows that connection to be felt throughout the whole audience. It was a magical thing to see. So that was one of the challenges I was given. The second one was around what did it mean to for me to be emphatic, so emphatic with my words that I actually was going to save someone's life in the audience, that there was someone who needed to hear the words that I was sharing that day. And this emphasis, it made it scary, but it made it very serious. This was not fluff. I am here to share my vision, and it's urgent that we move forward with authentic leadership now. So being more emphatic, that was my second challenge. We all had different ones to work on. Some people had to speak louder or more slowly or to share in a way that was more silly or less perfect, or everybody had different things to work on. And my third one, which was the reason why this is still humming around in my head, was to share how amazing I am with the audience. That is weird, because I don't know if it's women or just me that I was always taught to not show off and you know, who do I think I am if I was too smart or too good or too anything, too beautiful. And it didn't matter. I mean, my mom taught me early on that you don't do that, and you surely don't toot your own horn. You ask somebody else to do it for you, or you just live in the background, you know? And I got to be a great wallflower for a long time, knowing that I was really smart and really good at certain things, but really hesitant to come out and tell people how really good I am at those things. And so here I was being challenged, which, yes, I said I accepted the challenge, to show how amazing I am to the audience. Holy smokes. So this was, to me, like two polar opposites, to be in the space of authenticity and to show how amazing I am. And I feel like I got it for part of the speech. I can see where it fell off. You know, my critical eye is very good at noticing what went well and what didn't go well in the video that I got as feedback. But the other piece was, this speech continues to live on through me, because I'm continuing to share with people what I'm up to, what I'm doing, where I'm going with my business these days. And every time I have a coffee with a friend or a colleague or someone who I'm just introduced to and I share this information, I am stepping between being authentic and sharing this this new vision with that I would like to create. And I toggle in and out of, can I be amazing and authentic? Can I be amazing? Yes. But then I want to be authentic, so I step back. And then I'm like moving back and forward, in and out, course correcting again. And I think that's even what authenticity is. The more I'm learning about it, it's not an easy place to stay in it. So what if I did step into my amazing self? What if this Authentic Leadership Academy is the next big thing for me, and that it's amazingly successful and timely and it resonates with many, many people? Can I handle that? Can I expand my energy to be able to be amazing and at the helm of such a big vision? I think this is what happens, is we have these visions and they're so big that we shrink and then pull the vision down with us. Okay, I'll speak for myself. That's what I have done. And by limiting how amazing or how beautiful or how perfect this venture could be, it feels more comfortable if I just limit it, because that's doable. So I don't want to put any tethers on it or anchors that pull it back to earth if it wants to float and be big and become this amazing umbrella of something, offerings or courses, I don't know exactly yet. I have lots of ideas, and I'm not building the framework yet. I'm not real sure. So I'm going to really get clear on some of the foundation and let some of the stuff just continue to come in, because I have design ideas that are definitely floating around. And I write them all down, and I'm just going to let it start building itself, because I'm learning more and more that our amazingness, our brilliance, is knowing when it's not us, when it's really our divine brilliance coming through that we're tapping into, when it's a vision that's like this. Many people have spoken about this. A lot of heroes' journeys talk about it as well. It's not any more of you. You may birth it, and then it becomes something that I need to walk alongside with and dialogue with and say, where are we going next? Because it's not mine, it's not me anymore. It's outside of me. And this is a big distinction for me because I have gone from my business not knowing what it was called for a long time, DeborahLeanne.com. And I love that, but it's me. And my business isn't me. I want there to be a distinction. I am not my business. My business is now Authentic Leadership Academy. I am a steward of it. I get to direct and play in the arena of it. It gets to be the focus from which I kind of see a big tree that all kinds of fruit it will bear, you know, and it'll touch, I hope, a lot of people's lives, making a difference for all of us, the change makers, the sensitive entrepreneurs, the successful women who are redefining. It's kind of like a new generation of successful women who are redefining what success looks like. So I have sketched out the application for the speaking opportunity. And, of course, technology got in the way, which I love this. Whenever I'm in a growth spurt, my thing, some people have technology, some people have illness, some people have other people calling upon them, pulling their energies away, distractions. We all have these different things that are signs that we are in a growth spurt, and they can appear to us as obstacles to getting to that next level. And typically, if we just push aside the curtain, we can walk through. They're not really holding us back. We just pretend like they are because it's a safer place to be. So recently, this week, it's been technology. I needed to get some new things to fix my printer, and some other stuff was going on with my laptop. It's the trackpad has decided that it doesn't want to work anymore, so it jumps all over the place. So a friend of mine brought me a mouse, which I plugged in, and now that's working beautifully. And I've got some printer supplies coming, and they'll be delivered this afternoon. So technology may have shown up like a three-headed dog barring the way. Sorry, it's not going to work that way. So I'm committed to getting that application done and emailed out at least a draft of it for a review by my coach by tomorrow. So where is it that you are holding back on being your authentic and amazing self? What more are you here to create that scares the frickin', and I'm going to use it, shit out of you? What if it scares you so badly that you are afraid to even admit it, to share it with somebody else? Sometimes when I'm coaching women, they'll actually whisper it. Like if they say it too loudly, they might get hurt or it might come down, fall down and hit them or something. I'm not quite sure why we are so afraid to be our authentically brilliant, amazing selves who do have big dreams and know that we're here to do more, to really make an impact, to make a difference. That's my latest thing. Is I'm absolutely adoring working with these nonprofit leaders. And the next space of creating a mastermind circle with nonprofit leaders, they're already doing their thing. They've already created they've taken their visions to the next step and created a nonprofit to really deliver change in our community. Wow. And when we get all of our creative energy in the same room, magic happens. The synergy is palpable, and it's a great space to not only dream big, but to get the support we need to move forward with our dreams. So, the Art of Receiving Challenge has started, but you're welcome to join in at any time. Search for Art of Receiving Challenge on Facebook and join our community. Every day I'm writing something that's shown up for me. And what comes my way, whether I've asked for it or not. Sometimes it's pretty beautiful. Sometimes it's very magical. Sometimes it's very simple. It doesn't have to be any great shakes. But you know that weird $115 check that was from an overpayment to an insurance policy? I'll take it. I love it when stuff shows up that I wasn't expecting. Or, you know, getting somebody to support me and give me something that fits just what I'm looking for with my world. So join us. There's a couple challenges out there for you. Where are you dimming down your amazing self, especially as you're trying to become more and more authentic and true? Because the more we become in our own truth and brilliance, we can't help but shine, and people are attracted to that. That's the kind of leaders that we need to step into and be. Our world is waiting for us. Let's create this. Let's do this. To your amazing and authentic self, may you receive well this week. And I'll talk to you next. Bye-bye.